objects with light and so forth.
Yeah.
That is not satyayana of nibbana.
Not satyayana. Mm-hmm. And kichinyana of nibbana.
Well, that is awareness. It works its way.
Yeah.
To experience nibbana.
Yeah.
Correctly.
It works its way is a good expression for panya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No other way.
Yeah.
See.
However, it's very, very for us. It's ever so much easier to develop lopa because not always
lopa
do we
need not to be developed.
No, no, I know it's not meant to, but
there
it's
conditions for it's arising
exactly, and there's not that many conditions for the development of understanding. It would seem, although that it's always here, but there's less understanding than there is lopa. For example,
At different times by conditions.
I'm interested to know the relationship between listening to the teachings and developing understanding, because although I know that.
Yeah. If there is no listening to the teaching, can there be the developing of understanding?
No, but I guess really, you know, we sit around every time you look as though you're going to sit down. There's this flock of people that comes to listen. We want to listen more and more and more. And there's so much lobha in there, although there is probably some degree of understanding conceptually. But I'm interested to know, when you've heard what you need to know, it's not like we stop listening and can just go off and develop panya.
What about listening for the sake of understanding, no expectation? Because it works its way.
Mm. In spite of it.
No need to do anything at all.
So the person who has heard more, I mean, I think what Jill's question is getting at is that the person who, well, does one get beyond the stage of needing to hear more? Or to put the question another
Neither,
way, perhaps?
Until one becomes an arahata.
Okay. What about where there's no opportunity for hearing from another person? By conditions,
yeah.
Yes. So that person who has heard some already and understood to certain
by
level,
conditions.
By conditions.
Yeah.
Then what is the food for that person to
further
develop?
Listening, considering.
So considering what has been heard already, for example.
Some tapes or...
Right. Or own reflection, I suppose.
I think there's a difference between listening when there's an opportunity and thinking that one, if one doesn't listen, there's some problem, or having expectations of listening, or like now when we're listening. It doesn't have to be so much attachment, I don't think. You know, it's just understanding the value of it and knowing that how useful it is and how one needs to hear again and again. I mean, that's how I think of it.
And the wisdom cannot go beyond conditions.
Wisdom cannot go beyond the conditions for wisdom at that time.
Mm-hmm.
More opportunity for patience.
That's it.
Can we talk a little bit about the difference between pariyatti? Is it Patipati and then Pativeda? And in the relationship with the nama and the rupa, and the nama and the rupa is always in the Patipati, the Pariyatti level. And when it becomes Patipati, this is the process of insight into what is it that?
Just beginning to develop right understanding of the characteristic of nama or rupa.
In the Patipati.
When we talk about in Patipati, I think that it seems like we are in some place and some time, just very specific. But the meaning of Patipati in Pali, Pati is a particular one, and Pati is to reach
particular level or
understanding. Now we're talking about realities. Is there awareness which is reaching the characteristic of it as the reality which experiences an object, or just a reality which cannot experience anything? Like now, we talk sometimes about visible object and concept. And in order to really understand the characteristic of visible object as no one, nothing in it, we know theoretically that visible object is that element which can impinge on the eye base. This is what is there. And Buddha stressed a lot about visible object and seeing. Not just let the other be heedless or thinking that it's already understood correctly, but it can be proven right now whether there is the moment of understanding visible object as just a reality. No one in it. Different colors is seen. And actually, we do not have to mind about colors, but that which appears. That's all. And this is the Patipati, because awareness itself, Patipati. No one can do the function of awareness of sati. Sati is the only reality which can be aware by reaching that characteristic by itself. And Panya begins to understand. So Panya develops only when sati is reaching the nama or the rupa at that very moment. And this is the meaning of Patipati. So it can be any time, no particular time, no particular posture. Okay.
So when there is sati, is there always panya, or can there be sati without panya?
It depends. If it's dana, it can be sati without panya, because it's I who gives, but it's the sati which is aware of giving. So sati arises with all kusala citta. It's not I anymore, because it's just the sati which arises. So citta can be kusala.
We stay here.
Path is difficult, very subtle, or is easy, leading to the understanding of the noble truths. I see. Because it's against the current of everyday life, because lopa is there in everyday life. But this is not the lopa. It cannot be motivated by just wanting to have sati or panya, or thinking that it can be easily known. For example, visible object. It takes time, from hearing to considering and to the moment of just note at that very moment of seeing that it's a reality. So we can understand what's in the text, like the has no clinging to nimitta and anubhayanjana at moment of experiencing objects through the six doorways. Even right now, when awareness is aware, we do not think about shape and form and story about that object. While without that, we think about the story and concept. Pativeta is moment when realities appear to the developed panya, which is vipassana yana. Pativeta is when realities appear to the vipassana yana, which penetrates the true nature of different realities, not just one. Like now, okay. We know that seeing is not the same moment of hearing. Vipassana experiences it as it is, different realities. Nothing can be hidden when it's vipassana yana. That is the meaning of Pativeta.
If
it's hidden, it's not vipassana yana.
We would like Pativeta.
So?
So I hear it takes a long, long time.
Right.
And can we say that fairly truthfully because of the era that we live in? I mean, if we were back...
For those who have accumulated lots of understanding, it's not as long as one is developing now, because they have developed to the degree that there can be moment of penetrating the true nature of realities.
And we say that...
Excuse me, for example, just when they heard about visible object, they can understand instantly about Dhamma, which is visible object.
My other question was just if someone had never heard it before ever, but would you think sometime somewhere most beings have heard something like?
Yes, some people come around, they hear. It depends on attention, wise attention,
right,
whether attention. This is wholesome, this is benefit.
Right, or whether they think, well, not interested in go away again.
Mm-hmm. And it depends on the accumulation, whether one can see how much is beneficial or very little beneficial.
Could you explain more about what is beneficial? Conditions, the right
hearing,
conditions.
Hearing,
yeah.
The right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so ordinary why talking about seeing and hearing, everyone knows.
Like Lord Vex thinks it's enough.
One gets what one likes from it.
Yeah.
One agrees what one likes to agree.
Right. One takes out what suits one to
hear
and what one likes to hear. So one takes out a word like perfections or Brahma Viharas that one likes to hear or...
depending on accumulation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about elimination? No attachment?
That's good.
Good to have, not to develop?
We have to develop, because it's against our nature.
Yeah.
Getting back to kusala and akusala, and also a question from Betty, a couple of days ago, if we're talking about Dhamma, if one is reflecting on Dhamma, when would it not be kusala? I think that was your question, right?
I think that we try to know whether it's kusala or akusala by not thinking we understand it from considering. That's all. Instead of trying to make it whether it's kusala or akusala. What's the use of thinking?
So it's only
since they have gone already.
I suppose even wondering if it's whether it is kusala or akusala could be just attachment at that moment.
What about reality at this moment?
What about reality at this moment?
One can see the difference.
Yes.
What is more beneficial?
I wonder why we are so obsessed with knowing whether it's kusala or akusala.
Avijja.
Thank you.
Loba.
Looking for another story.
It's helpful to know, though, that it always comes back to right understanding, to actually know whether it's kusala or akusala, or whether you're developing parami.
What's the use of knowing whether it's kusala and akusala, but not knowing that it's not self?
Yes.
See?
And I think that's what you, I think I understand about the jhanas, that it is a high degree and the being knows that it's kusala, but not that it's not mine.
But excuse me, even we do not talk about jhana now, what about kusala at this moment? See,
before
it can arise so often that it can reach the degree of absorption, concentration, see? From moment to moment, even right now, when there is no sati sampajanya, what is one doing is concentrating on an object, not the understanding, the difference between kusala and akusala, and by not knowing what is the object for kusala to arise more often, it's useless.
To use
the term jhana, see? Because not understanding how come jhana at all. It's quite a big word. People just want to gain that state of jhana, but not knowing about jhana.
Like meditation.
Right.
So in the development of the perfections, or of kusala generally, it's not really a question of having to know whether the present moment is kusala or akusala. I mean, one has the aspiration, if you like, to develop more kusala.
All kinds of panya should develop.
Mm. And then it's just up to conditions and one's development.
It does mean that there is no understanding of panya at all or of reality, and it just goes straight all the time to the noble truth. It's impossible.
Isn't
Panya
there
develops
a danger that one would mistake? One would be developing akusala, thinking it was kusala, though, unless one understands the distinction.
It doesn't matter as long as one trying to make it kusala or akusala, but developing understanding, And one can see that by not knowing the characteristic of reality as anama or arupa, it's impossible just to say out. Or to think that it's nama or rupa, what for? I am knowing just the concept. Because each one has arisen and fallen away so fast, beyond expectation.
But those who are able to develop samatha without, those who are able to develop samatha in a time when the sasana is not around, they must.
So wise,
so wise
enough to know the development of samatha.
Right, so they've developed a lot of understanding of realities in previous lifetimes. Because there's no teaching extant at the time, they're able to develop samatha.
As not the characteristic of nama and rupa, but just as kusala or akusala. With awareness and panya at level of samatha, which is different from panya, which arises with awareness, direct awareness.
We learn about the 10 bases of kusala, like you had the lectures about it. And it's helpful for us to know about the different kinds of kusala, otherwise we would have no idea that there are many possibilities.
Would have taught everything to help people to understand correctly. But he didn't tell, do this and do that.
No.
He showed. What are they?
Yeah.
What are the truths rather than what we should try to do? Because you said before with the 10 meritorious bases, as soon as one has an idea of
like trying to have more metta or trying to have more dana or something. Again, it's
I can know whether it's the self who's trying or whether it's